Hello.
Hello, good evening, sir. My name is Joe calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. Mr. Nicholas Arellano?
See?
I'm doing a survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you spare me a couple minutes? Couple minutes of your time?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I know it's still a long way off, but Mr. Nicholas, how sure are you that you're going to vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or is there a 50-50 chance?
100%.
So you would definitely vote, correct? Now,
yes, sir.
In the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay, sir. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Mexican, Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. And now, what is your age, sir?
41.
Moving forward. Now, sir, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Moving forward. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? In general. I'm sorry?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. Okay? You can use a number between 0 and 10. Reducing crime and gun violence.
7.
What about making housing more affordable?
10.
What about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
And fighting inflation and improving the economy?
10.
Moving forward, sir. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Is that the only option? I approve for the most part.
So you say you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, sir, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you're in favor of them. 0 means you are unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA.
FDA, 50.
What about Democrats in Congress?
75.
What about Joe Biden?
75.
Now moving forward. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on, for which I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
5.
What about authorizing prescription medication?
7.
Educating the public about food, safety, diet, and nutrition.
10.
And restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
10.
Moving forward, sir. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No.
So you do support this or oppose this?
I oppose it.
Okay. Now, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Oppose it.
Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Thank you. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Now, we're almost finished. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes or to make tobacco products cost prohibition. Which do you think is better, A or B?
A.
Okay. Moving forward, I'd like you to read some of the things some people say could come to pass. What could happen if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today? For each, please tell me if you are concerned or not at all concerned. The creation The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Is that very concerned to you or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
What about more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind? Does that concern you? Or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control? Would you be very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned if this were to happen?
Very concerned.
Moving forward, sir, like we're almost finished. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 10 means you do not agree at all with this statement. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. Do you, from 0 to 10, how you agree? Do you agree with this?
5.
Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes. We'll simply give them another market in which to operate. How do you feel with this from 0 to 10?
10.
And the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all.
7.
And today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through the cessation support and harm reduction. How do you feel about this?
7.
Okay, now, sir, in the course of a survey, Mr. Nicholas, some people changed their mind. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Do you support or
oppose? Oppose it.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine, to those 21 and over?
Opposed.
And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision to vote for?
No impact.
And the last, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Coffee?
No.
Heat, not burned tobacco products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Wine?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Soda pop?
No.
You don't drink soda, sir?
No.
Okay. Now, the last few questions, sir, are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? The last year of school?
College. Four-year degree. Yeah.
Oh, great. Now, are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Are you wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
A working class.
And are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
Would that be you or someone in your household?
Me.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or is it rural?
Rural.
And the last question is, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir, Mr. Arellano. This concludes our survey. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day, okay? Bye-bye.
Bueno.